Hey, we're out doing another episode of Trail Talk. We're out with Rhett Taylor of By Rhett Media. We're actually going to talk today about shooting videos of cars off-road, something that I don't know anything about. We are on a trail called Dead Broke. We're actually going to be using Onyx a little bit more than we usually do because this is the first time on the trail. And then he's actually going to get out and snap some pictures, and we're going to keep the podcast going. So cardos are going to really come in handy there. But anyways, Rhett, thanks for coming out, man. We've chatted a few times, but we haven't ever actually gotten together to do anything, which is other than saying hi at Cars and Coffee.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's, I lost my phone.
Oh, no.
This is a great way to start.
It's all good. We can take a pause and jump back into it.
Yeah, how long ago did I lose my phone?
Let's find out. You want me to call it?
Oh, it's right here.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, let's not...
not do that again?
It's a great start.
It's all good. Oh, man. What a good time. So, for those that don't know or you haven't followed, Rhett is out here taking pictures of side-by-sides, all sorts of junk, not junk, stuff, cool cars, cool rigs, out here at Sand Hollow. Quite a bit. I think of all the people that I see like consistently posting, I think you probably post most consistently things of like really intense. I don't know if intense is the right word, but you post like really professional photographic things from Sand Hollow, probably more than anybody I know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. First of all, I appreciate that. It's my job, man. It's full time. This is what I do Monday through Sunday. Like weekends aren't really a thing for me right now. I'm out here almost every week, shooting whoever wants it. Like I love it. I do stuff for Moda United. So I'm out here with them. I do stuff with Trail Icon. He's a Bedrock system. So
yeah, yeah. Michael.
We've done stuff. Yeah, Michael Bush. Yeah, we do stuff. I've done stuff with him. Mike, Big Mike Off-Road. I love him. He's my homie. Like, I have so many people that just love rock crawling, and that's what it mostly is rock crawlers that just love coming out here, and their passion mixes with mine, and, you know, I love everything off-road and cars, so that's what got me out here all the time.
Yeah, are you mostly into shooting rock crawlers? Because your Instagram page, you've shot some stuff beyond that. Like, you obviously have had some... I've seen some pictures of some Lambos. I've seen some, you know, non-off-road stuff. But is that your bread and butter, is the off-road?
I'd say anything with wheels, man. Anything with an engine, anything that goes vroom. I'm all about it. Like, I started... doing like people photos, dance photos. Like, I've always been into photography. I was in yearbook in high school and just always loved it. And then I tried college and I tried to start a business and not start a business. I tried to get into business in college, and school wasn't really my thing. And I'd always had a passion for photography. So I started doing like people photos at first, and then I went to Dixie Tech and got into their marketing program, their digital marketing program. And that's when I really seriously started getting into photography, like, professionally. And so they had a studio at my school where, like, a white wall studio, super professional kind of stuff. And so that started my, like, taking pictures of people professionally. And that's where I started. And okay. I started posting online a little bit, and then I graduated from Dixie Tech and was looking for jobs, and had only been like a pizza delivery driver or a Napa delivery driver. Like, I'd always been driving, and so I was like, how do I get into the car industry? And I had finally convinced my mom to buy a Razor after 2 years. Like, I've always loved Razors, and so I finally convinced her to go there, and she's kind of friends with one of the managers there. And
you're talking about your Moto United.
Oh, yeah, Moto United. Sorry. So
you just said there. I was trying to make sure I was thinking of the right place.
Yeah, so I had convinced her to go to Moto United, and she was talking to Casey Stout, the manager at Moto United, and she was like, well, he takes photos. And Casey's like, well, we need somebody to run our Instagram. Oh, butter.
Yep. Okay, so sorry, we had to take a little pause trying to get up that ledge, and then also we ended up with a slight little calm issue. But you were talking about, okay, so you convinced your mom to go to Moto United, grab a razor, and then you were just into it. So did your mom buy a razor at Moto United before you started working for them professionally, or
yeah,
was
so
it? Okay.
Yeah, so she bought it before, and then like was talking to Casey, and was like, hey, he does photo. And he's like, we need somebody to run our media. And with no prior experience, I was just thrown right into it. And they basically went, you have free reins, have at it. And so October of 2023, I took over Moto United, and I've grown it about 3,000 followers from that. Started at 900 followers. Now we're at 4,000 just as of yesterday. So,
oh, wow. It's not like you're keeping track or anything, though, right?
No. It's not my job.
Yeah, it's not what I do for a living at all.
No, it's I love it. I love everything to do with social media and off-road, and having my job at Moto doing that has opened me up to all of this. So it's been awesome.
Do you, when you started working at Moto United, so you do, for those who don't know, Moto United does more than just OHV stuff. They do bikes, boats, technically, although that's Marine United, but, you know, same. Do you have a preference of, like, what you like to shoot? Do you like to be out here in the off-road stuff? I've seen some pretty wicked stuff from you in the two-wheeled department.
Yeah, I love motorcycles.
Yeah, okay. Is that, like, your favorite thing, or is it all kind of...
It all melts into the same thing, man. It's just, like, if it's got wheels and a cool-sounding engine, or just an engine that does something cool, you know, as long as engines. I love everything with an engine. It does not matter. I get excited over everything.
Okay.
Like, I have little boy energy when it comes to that stuff. Like, I need to rein it back sometimes. I get weird.
Okay. So when it comes to shooting, as far as photography goes, what's the, is it that much different than shooting for, like, people? You said, I'm assuming you did, like, weddings type stuff. I don't know. When you say I'm taking pictures of people, that's kind of what my mind goes to.
Go on. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, is there any differences there, or other than, you know, obviously in the off-road stuff, the subject's moving. What do you find different? What do you find the same?
First, thank you for that question. I love it, because I hate taking pictures of people, because people are insecure.
Okay.
And it that you can't work around that. It's not something that I hate about that person. It's people are naturally insecure about themselves, and
right,
it's not every day you get a professional photo that shows every flaw. And so I was taking good photos, but these people they didn't love themselves. And so they love the photos, but you can only make someone love a photo if they love themselves.
Right.
They're in it. And it, for certain stuff, like I was taking high school dance photos, and these are high schoolers in their
prime. I was going to say, high schoolers
are
probably the most, like, hypercritical of themselves too, though.
And I don't blame them. Like, that's, you're living a high school life. That's all you know. And so it just got to the point where I was like, people, I love emotion. I love people that have that emotion about them, but cars aren't insecure about themselves.
No.
You know? If you build a car, you're going to love your car. And if someone takes a picture of it, you're like, oh, that's my car.
Yeah.
And so
you're stoked about it either way.
Exactly. So that's the main, the biggest difference is just excitement is kind of guaranteed with off-roading and cars and stuff like that, because people are passionate about their cars and their motorcycles.
Oh, for sure.
And that's the best part about it, is you're sharing that love and passion for someone's car. Because I'm sitting here going, I'm getting the coolest picture I think I've ever taken. And it's of this guy's car that he's going to love and cherish forever.
Yeah, and he's going to go show his friends on Instagram or even just his phone. If you're my dad, he's going to whip out a flip phone with 480p and be like, it's still sweet. Look at this thing.
Yeah, look at it. And that's what I love, is I love sharing that excitement for... That's all it is to me, is I'm not one of those photographers that's going to be like weird about showing your photo to other people. Like, once it's your photo, it's your photo. You do what you want with it. Like, this is your hobby. This is your love, your passion. And I'm just here to take the photo of it, man. Like, that's what I love.
Okay. Is there, from a technical standpoint, is there anything that like makes shooting vehicles harder? Is it, or is it pretty much, you know, kind of the same?
Yeah, it's...
Ooh, I don't exactly know. I've not been... We're on trail, if you're just listening to this. So I'm trying to figure out where exactly I can go.
A little bit right to right here that you could drop down into. You want a spotter?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Just hold on to the oh shit handle.
I got you.
Oh, perfect. As I suspected, not as bad as I thought. Just sometimes these off-camera things just feel bad.
A lot more pressure.
Yeah. So anyways, as far as like technical stuff goes, I would imagine, and this is just me not knowing, but I would imagine the rock crawling stuff is probably simpler to shoot. From a technical aspect, because, or maybe not, maybe something's parked, it's different, but the rock crawler moves slower, you know, the lines are kind of more like, you know, it's going to be here. But like shooting a motorcycle, I imagine just trying to keep that in frame is even really difficult. Is that true?
It is, depending on how fast they're going.
If it's me, you can probably keep me in frame just fine.
So to answer the question before from people and cars.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good. We'll carry into that. But I guess for technical, it just depends on the photos. Because you can be doing a dance photo where they're standing still. Like, you can be doing a standstill car photo. So it equates to everything. Because then you've got sports photography and you've got your Caden Wells, who's going 100 miles an hour through Baja, California. And you're sitting there trying to keep them both... a soccer player or Caden, you know, it's the same. There's equals in every kind of thing. And so it's more what you're doing. It's fast paced, slow paced, and I'm able to kind of do it all. So it's faster stuff is a lot harder to answer that question. And rock crawling it's different, and it can be harder because it's a one take. You know, you can't tell someone to, oh yeah, back up, do that wall again.
Yeah. Some places you can, but that leads me to another question. When you are shooting stuff out here like that, is it, well, we talked a little bit about it before you got on camera, but is there ever anything where you're like, dude, that line was great. You've got to go try that one more time. Or is it mostly just, you're like, okay, you go to crawl this trail and, I'm going to just walk in front of you and we're just going to see what comes out of it, or a little bit of both.
It's a little mix of both. It depends on kind of the person and kind of what they want out of the shoot. Like when I go with Sam, who has a supercharged four-door Pro R.
Sorry about that.
You're good. No worries. And he's rock crawling. I'm just walking behind him in front of him the entire time. Kind of like that. Who is another example? Like when I'm out with Big Mike, it's if he feels like he got the route he wanted out of it, we'll be all right with it. But if he wants to do it again, he can circle back and get the shot that he wants. Yeah. So it all kind of depends on the client and what they want to get out of their shoot. And some guys are like, I'm fine with whatever you give me. And other guys are like, I have an idea of what I want. And I'm just like, yeah, man, whatever you think looks cool.
Okay. Onyx is really putting in extra work today. I think I missed a turn. So usually, like I say, usually Onyx doesn't, like, I'm just tracking it for the podcast, but where I've not actually ran this trail, Onyx is going to be the real unsung hero of this one. You get into the motorsports stuff. You like videoing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You had this year some of your stuff make it into SEMA with Obor. Yeah. How was that?
That was a surprise, actually. I had absolutely no clue what was happening. Royce, the owner of the car that had the picture, he DMs me and he's like, "Hey, dude, check it out. Your car's at SEMA. Your picture's at SEMA." I'm like, "No freaking way. That's the coolest thing ever." And yeah. It's just like the cool, like you don't plan it and it's there. That's like what top five moments of my photo career so far.
Yeah, I can tell because you can't really put a sentence together.
No, it's
and that's totally acceptable. That's totally, I get it. I love that you're so stoked about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to talk to you on that thing. Yeah, the second time. I don't know. I'm just going to go jump Chipple Sevens to where this catches up again because I don't exactly know. I think maybe it goes this way. There's tires over here. We'll try it. So you say that's top five of your photo career. What would be another one of your top five? Maybe like, I'm assuming that's the biggest stage you've had your work on. Is that right?
No.
No, it's not. SEMA is not the biggest stage your work's been on. Okay.
So SEMA's huge, but I think coming from a manufacturer itself is pretty big.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and I don't want to gloat, but like Polaris themselves, they've posted my work on their Instagram and credited me for the post. And so that was another surprise. Like I opened up Instagram and there's my photo on Polaris. And I'm like, holy, can I swear?
Oh, dude, live your dream.
Holy shit. Like, holy shit, my stuff is on Instagram from Polaris, yeah. That's who I love. I've been following, like, my dad had the 2008 Polaris Razor 800.
Okay, so that's been, like, your kind of, like, them. You grow up as, like, oh, this is the car.
Yeah, like, I've been around Razor since the start, since they came out, and now my photo is on Polaris. It's, like, the coolest accomplishment I can think of, okay. Right now at least.
Yeah, well, you still got time, bro. Like, you'll get some other cool stuff. I totally forgot about the manufacturer thing, but yeah, I don't know. It's a toss up for me. I like SEMA,
yeah.
So, but like, obviously, it's your stuff. I'm really stoked that you like the Polaris one too.
Yeah, no, SEMA's huge. Like, and I maybe I'm wrong. Maybe SEMA's bigger than Polaris. And it, you don't think so?
No, you're not wrong. It's your opinion, right? Like,
oh no, sorry, I thought you said no.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's for you, that's what's important, right? Yeah. That's what mattered. But I'm just saying, both of those are crazy accomplishments.
Yeah, no, and I agree. But what I'm trying to say is maybe SEMA is bigger than Polaris. I don't know. I don't know. But either way, like,
probably
I
depends
think
on who you ask.
Yeah. But I think either or is so cool because, like, that's my dream is. From having Ferraris and Lambos on my wall to being in contact with the manufacturer and having my stuff on there. It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So your dream of getting all this photography stuff together, what's one thing that maybe, I don't know, myself included. So let me just be clear.
Sure.
It feels like there's a bunch of amateur yahoos running around with a camera, anyone with an iPhone, you know, woo, thinks they can, you know, put it together and make it work. What was the biggest thing that made a difference in the way you work or how you view your work that you would share with, like, somebody starting out? Because, well, I'll go into why I ask that afterwards.
So I guess the big thing is just learning the basics of photography and videography, kind of like your whole 4x4 grid pattern and where to keep your subject. Cause whether people think about it or not, like everyone is subconsciously thinking about what looks good and what looks bad. And so, okay. And what looks good is something that's centered, something that has good color and isn't like, it's got to have like an emotion behind it, a meaning behind it. Like a lot of videos I see or photos I see don't have anything about it. It's just like, I'm going to take a picture.
Okay.
And so you're sitting at the picture going, what am I looking at? And so what people like is when it's right in front of them and explained to them like perfectly. Like if I wanted to express clearly where we are, I'm going to get a wide angle photo of you rock crawling in Sand Hollow.
Okay.
And it's going to have good color. It's not going to be saturated to the wazoo.
But just if you had to summarize what you just said, how would you summarize that? Or what would be your summary, executive summary? Give it to me like I'm five.
Okay. The way I learned to take good photos and videos is learning from people that I love and are professional. I copycatted every single professional that I could think of until I found my style.
Okay.
I guess that's what it is. In all honesty, like I'm a YouTube fanatic. I sit and my YouTube is the most used app on my phone because I am constantly learning. That's
okay.
My average screen time a week is on YouTube is 12 hours a week.
Dang, dude, you're getting after it, man. You got constantly. All the cat videos, huh?
Yeah, I'm constantly trying to learn what makes like a professional photo a professional photo. I'm trying to learn what makes a, like I just barely got into video in January where I'm learning what a frame rate is, and for followers what that is in 1 second how many single individual photos is your video taking. And that matters because it makes your hand either you can see it in slow-mo or you can't. And
yeah.
People don't know that. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And
well, even if you're a casual user, you don't realize a video is literally just stitched pictures, just one after another.
Thousands of, like, a minute video, if it's at 60 frames per second, that's, like, well over 2,000 individual photos all just in a line making a video. And
yeah,
and so I didn't know that when I was in high school. And you just no. watch you watch videos and you learn, and that's what it is people get stuck, and I'll blame them. Like, life is hard. You don't have 12 hours every week to watch a YouTube video. But
yeah, unless you're doing it professionally or something, or it becomes part of your stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you're good. But if you want to get like passionate about it and you want to learn the basics, just like do a little YouTube video on like photo basics. And there's so many, like YouTube University is what I call it. Like it's all it is. It's just a simple video of how do I do this? How do I do that? And that's how I got so good at, like, I was self-taught until I went to Dixie Tech. Like all my photos, I just learned myself to get into it, and you're doing the same thing here. Like I love it. You're self-teaching.
I'm struggling,
yourself.
but
that, like, how long have you been doing Trail Talk?
Trail Talk itself has only been going on for like, I don't know. I'm on so 20 something episodes. That's one a week, a couple months, four months.
And now your audio's significantly better. You've got a mic set up. You've got two cool cameras. Like, and that's all it is. Is you slowly learn and. And that's, yeah, people ask me that question is, how did you get good? It's, you got to be willing to learn and get critiqued.
Yeah. How much do you think, so you talked about when you were shooting people are self-conscious about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that right now, for me, when I started filming my own things, it was really hard for me to, like, overcome the... Like, I don't want to be the guy that's like squatting down to get the angle. Like, I'm not a professional. I shouldn't be taking pictures like this. I shouldn't be caring this much. But do you think it's that same, feeling of like, you know, people don't want to be scrutinized or they don't like themselves. I don't know. I don't want to say they don't like themselves. That's a little harsh, but the embarrassment of like, well, what am I trying to do here with my life? Am I trying to be a professional YouTube, Instagram, whatever? But like to get a good photo, you kind of have to put that embarrassment aside.
Yeah, a little bit. Like if you look at me when I'm photographer, and you'll see it in a minute, I look like the Hunchback. I am like my, first of all, my camera's down on my toes. I should probably kneel down, But my
right.
for whatever reason, I just my back hunches over and I look like I'm 80 years old and I've been driving like as a truck driver the entire time. I'm hunched over. But yeah. that's you just get like and I'm self-conscious about that because my girlfriend takes videos of me and I'm like, oh, man, I look goofy. But it's just yeah, it's the same thing. You're self-conscious about it until you just get over it and it's life.
Yeah.
That's and no one else is judging you and like sure
if they
like,
are, who cares?
And that's I have horrible anxiety and that's not a lot of people know. I am over analyzing every situation all the time every time, but no one else is thinking about it and I have to learn that. And so and that's I feel like that's with rock crawling, that's with being a photographer. And and if you want to get into photography, no one's telling you you can't. And there's always the Joe Schmoes out there that are the hard-ons, and they're giving you a hard time about it. But I don't care. Like, everyone's trying to do the same thing. There's so many photographers out here at Sand Hollow all the time, but there's also equally as many rock crawlers. And yeah. And everyone has a style, and everyone has a taste, and you're only limiting yourself by not wanting someone else to get good. Like, it's the same thing with rock crawlers, Jeeps, and side-by-sides. It's, you don't need to, it's like, I have so many photographer buddies that are doing the same thing as me, and we've worked with the same clients, and it's like, it's not competition, because there's always opportunity.
Yeah.
So,
that's pretty cool.
But yeah, I love all of it.
Sorry, I'm not trying to cut you off. It's a little hard with the Cardo with the slight delay that they have. You said you just got into video recently.
Yeah.
And so the reason I was kind of asking you, like, what was your best thing? Like, what would you succinct, like, say, how would you get into this if you were, like, wanting to take good photos of your car off-roading by yourself? People don't know this, but you didn't mention once buy a nice camera. You didn't once mention once buy a this, that, or the other equipment.
No.
And you very well could have, because sitting right here in the back seat of this car is a camera setup that's worth as much as this car. But I'm very glad that you didn't say, like, oh, you have to go buy a this, that, or the other, because like I say, you can very well spend the money on something like that. That shocked the shit out of me.
Uh-huh.
When we were like, we were sitting there before we got started this, we were sitting in the parking lot and I was like, can I take a guess? Can I guess at what your camera equipment costs? Like, yeah, go ahead. And I thought about it and I was originally going to guess 15 grand. And then I was like, no, that can't be right. Okay. And then I guess like what, 7?
Yeah.
Way off. Less than half.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy. That's a crazy amount of investment into like, I want to take pictures of things driving over rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's it doesn't like I started off with a $500 camera for
yeah.
my first 7 years as a photographer.
Okay.
And your phone takes just as good photos as that camera now. And it
okay.
was a little it was a if anyone wants to know if you want to start like with a camera system, a Canon T-series camera, T7i is the T6i is what I had. And it was it took a good photo. Like, it took a camera photo. But if you want to get into this stuff and you want to get recognition from anyone, like, and you want to start, like, if you wanted to start getting into it, just tag people, collaborate, post people. That's what got me half of my clients is just like Royce, off-camber.
Off-camber, yeah.
Yeah. Sand Hollow UTV is his tag. But I was at an event and I took a picture of his side-by-side and I tagged him. And what do you know? A month later, I'm in a sponsored shoot with Obor and Royce because
yeah,
I tagged
that made
him.
It to SEMA.
That made it to SEMA. That's what happened. Is
from what? Like 10 letters on an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Turned into that.
I was down there at the base camp of Sand Hollow walking around and his car was there. I went, cool. Took some photos, tagged him. He was like, dude, I love your photos. Let's go take photos. And then Obor sponsored it. And then what do you know? I'm at SEMA.
Yeah.
And now all of Obor's stuff with Royce is with me because that was from July of last year.
Yeah.
And it's still being used. And that's like for people like that want to get into it. That's all it is. It's just opportunity knocks when you tag people. When you get like, that's how I met you, is I just saw your stuff and I DM'd you. I followed you. Like,
yeah, it's,
that's how it works. It's just being friendly with people.
Yeah. Just get outside your shell a little bit and just try and talk to people. So.
And your phone, like, that's the craziest part is the new phones. They're not the craziest level, but you can dial them in to look really good.
Yeah.
And you can take a photo that, like, unless you're trying to get something that has like a super blurred background that looks real, like, it, you can take any photo you want with your phone. And until you want to get like really into kind of the space where I'm at, where I'm working with manufacturers and this is my 9-to-5 every single day. I eat, sleep, and breathe social media, marketing, brands. Like, that's all I do all day, every day. That's when you need a camera. Like,
when it starts to like be paying your bills. Itself. Yeah.
Yeah. But before that, it, like, anyone can do it. And like, people with a company, like, if you're trying to start your company, you can start with your phone, you can start with anything. And then once you get to the part where you're like, all right, I'm a professional, well-established business,
mm-hmm.
then come and hire someone like me. It doesn't have to be me. There's so many people out there and there's so much opportunity. I'm so busy with 4 clients.
Yeah.
And I'm one person and there's 600 people in St. George. But it just, like, everybody can do it. But
yeah.
And that's like, you can't gatekeep it either. So I love it all. But
okay. I got two wrap up questions. What's your favorite thing you've ever shot a picture of? It doesn't matter whether it's off road or not. Cause I know we talked a little bit and you're like, dude, I wish I lived in Salt Lake where I was closer to the windy roads and the cars and coffee with the supercars. And, but what's been your favorite?
My fave shoot was with SSV. That was just last month.
Kelson.
Yeah. My favorite video was with Kelson. If you look at my Instagram, it's tagged at the very top, but he's going 80 miles an hour right up against Sand Hollow. And he is just jumping the car in slow motion.
Dude, there's a picture on your Instagram. I think is where I saw it. There's like 3 or 4 feet of air under the car right next to the highway. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm hanging out of my girlfriend's Subaru Crosstrek. I'm strapped in.
I was going to ask you how you did it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you get Crosstrek. She's driving.
Uh-huh.
Are you on a gimbal?
Yep, I've got my. I'll send you a video that you can put in the video. But I'm sitting there with my gimbal, just hanging out and just videoing him. It's a pretty crazy setup, but it was that. And then we were all the way over by the bathrooms on
West Rim.
West Rim. But I don't know names. But we were on the West Rim, and he was just. It looks super cinematic. It's my favorite photo. It's my lock screen, actually. I can show you. It's it's my girlfriend right now. I have it timed out. So in the days.
You gotta...
At work, it's cars, but when I'm with her, it's her. So
that's very it's important. That's very smart.
but just this photo right here.
Yeah, put it up
it's
there.
It's crazy.
And I'll throw it up. I'll put it up on.
I'll send it to you. But it's just super cinematic, and the shadows are crazy, and it's got some motion blur to it, and I love it. And my favorite photos are always changing because I'm always, I feel like, upping my game in photography and videography.
Nice, man. Well, hey, where can people? Shouldn't have fist bumped you yet. I should have waited. That's on me. Where can people find your stuff?
So Byret Media. Byret on Instagram. BY_Rett. RHETT. And then that's basically it. I run a couple Instagrams, but I tag them so you'll find them on my Instagram. So, yeah.
Nice. Cool, man. Thanks for talking freaking stuff I suck at. I'm pretty okay at driving. I'm not so good at getting the videos and stuff while I'm driving. So.
Do you still want to do some out of stuff? Yeah, I want to do it. Let's start with this right here.
Okay.
I'll hop out.
I don't know if we should shut the Trail Talk part off yet or not, but...
No, let's keep it going. We can...
Okay, let's do it. For those that don't know, this is going to be how... This is kind of a little bit extra, but if we were out here for like a photo shoot, this would be kind of how Rhett would be doing it. And one of the things to keep in mind is that we have Cardo's on, so he can tell me when I'm going the wrong way a lot easier.
Yes, sir. All righty.
I'll actually just go whip up around and come back up this if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Okay, I've got everything on me. I'm ready to go.
Okay. I'll be back in half a second. I don't know. I don't know a lot about off-road photography. Rhett obviously knows a ton. But I do know that when you do it right, it looks really good. And I know that when you do it wrong, it doesn't look so good. Well, and I know that because I'm definitely the latter of those two scenarios.
Okay.
But it's okay. We're learning.
I think your stuff looks great.
Yeah, man. It's good for what, you know, just a yahoo whipping his stuff together on a phone.
Yeah.
And a GoPro. Oh, what? I was going to ask you, what's your opinion on GoPros? Because I will tell you right now, I have had so many issues with mine.
Actually? Wait, stop right there. So this is something I do all the time. Yep. This is I yell at people, but with Cardo's it makes it a lot easier. But yeah, usually I'm screaming at you to stop. I sound like a madman. People look at me like I'm crazy, but it's because you'll see it when I edit this up and I'll send it to you for the video. But nice. This is a great establishing shot because you're just in Sand Hollow.
Yeah, I'm turning so the front camera can see you.
Okay, perfect.
See where you were.
Issues with your GoPros.
Yeah. Oh, not like nothing like, oh, they've failed, other than the overheating has been like a giant pain in the butt. And that's especially a problem for, you know, where we live.
Uh-huh.
Just the heat, like the GoPro, the Hero 9 has been solid. So like, I don't know if you pay attention, but I have the Hero 9 facing into the car.
Okay.
Because that's also controlling the audio for these.
Okay.
And I don't want it to fail. And I've never had an issue with that one overheating. The Hero 10, they've had update after update. And I can't seem to get that thing
going.
Just to not shut off if it gets too hot. And it seems like it gets too hot.
Sorry,
what? Stop.
Stop, yeah.
Okay.
I want to try to plan out where I want to be for this.
Okay. So Rhett's up above me, and this is something that goes into things that I don't think about. I don't necessarily plan out like where I'm going to be. And I'm sure he's thinking about a lot of things like lighting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to YOLO swag it.
Dude. All right. So I think, cause I've got that right there, but with the shadows, I might be behind you for this, and we'll have some light creeping up over the rock. That'll look really cool.
Okay.
And so I'll be behind you for that. And then when you get up to the stop one, I'll have you stop on that kind of step up ledge right there.
Yep.
We'll get a couple like shots that look really cool.
Okay.
And then I'll be in front of you for the descent.
Okay. That sounds good, man. You just, like I say, you tell me what to do.
I got you. But yeah. Also, everyone, when you're shooting with your back to the sun, beware of where your shadow is because it might ruin the photo.
That's like the one thing I do know is that my shadow looks stupid on the bottom half of my pictures.
It's not a good look. Oh, this is butter. Dude, it's seeping in so good.
Am I okay? You didn't say anything, so I just kept going.
No, you're good. Stop right there.
You can see me. Rhett's running around. He's behind the car now.
You can probably see me scattering around like a little cat.
Spider monkey.
We can call it that. Here, I want to go. Can you put your front tire right here for me?
Yeah. I mean, if I do it wrong, I just roll off that cliff. So
yeah, no, it's fine. Biggie.
No issue.
I'll get it on video for you, Dale.
Oh, perfect. I will probably go viral with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want. Okay, stay.
I don't think so. There. I think I would trade not going viral for not rolling this off a cliff.
What if it goes mega viral and then you can like
buy like
get all the money to do it? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But then, I mean, you could have a broken bone, so never mind.
Yeah, you can't drive. I got to get a hand throttle and everything.
We actually have a customer that has one of those at Moto.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love people that don't give up like that.
No, we've got a... There's a guy... I say we, but I just work there for an hour.
Right.
But he's 85 and he has a supercharged Pro R.
Oh, sweet.
And he rips it. I'm going to get behind you real quick.
Okay. This is kind of a new experience for me too, guys.
That looks... I like your pack outs on the back.
Thanks, man. There's a lot prettier solutions, but like I'm a organization freak. And so I don't like the like DRT trunks because I'm like, everything just gets lost in here.
Okay. That makes sense. But have you seen the...
It's getting windy.
I know. It makes it cool for photos. We'll do a sandbank. Like okay. You sit on the sandbank.
Whatever you want, man. You tell me.
Okay. All right, you're good to descend.
Permission to land? Is that what you're... Oh, I gotta put it in gear, guys.
Permission to descend, sir. I have the lights turned on the air, on the runway.
Perfect. This is... It's not that big of a hump up there. It's kind of weird. But the consequences are really extreme if you go off the edge.
Just a little bit. Am I in frame? Right, there's perfect.
I don't know if you're in frame or not, but...
We're going to... I can see the lens. We're good.
Perfect.
That looks sick right there.
I can't tell if you're just talking to yourself or you want me to pause.
No, sorry. I'm talking to myself at the same time.
Well, let's shut these cameras down, and then if you want to go shoot something else, we can.
Deal. Let's do it. I'll hop back in for the...
Okay.